Because of being less intelligent, she sometimes forgets devotional instructions. For those who are not strong enough, however, For those who are strong enough, however, there is no question of forgetting. Women are generally attached to material enjoyment, and because of this tendency, they sometimes forget devotional instructions. But if even a woman practices devotional service strictly, according to the rules and regulations, the statement of the Lord Himself that she can return to Godhead is not at all astonishing. One must take shelter of the Lord and rigidly follow the rules and regulations. Then, regardless of what one is, one will return home back to Godhead. Lal Maharaj's mother was more concerned with protecting the child in the womb and was very anxious to see her husband return. Therefore, she could not consider very seriously the sublime instructions of Narada Muni. Because of the long duration of time that has passed, and because of her being a woman and therefore less intelligent, my mother has forgotten all those instructions. But the great sage Narada blessed me, and therefore I could not forget them. So, this is a remarkable section of the Bhagavatam here. We hear that Narada Muni, within the womb, was able to perceive and understand and appreciate and remember the instructions of Narada Muni, given to his mother in the ashram of Narada Muni, Prahlad Maharaj. So, is explained there, expanded in the purport. If you remember the last few sentences, Prabhupada explains that because his mother was very concerned for the well-being of the child within the womb, she could not remember those instructions, though she was obedient for those instructions initially. So this is a very important point. When we hear devotional instructions, we should hear with full concentration. But the point made by Prabhupada here in the purport is that Prahlad's mother, because of her concern for her son, she was not fully concentrated. Now that is not to say that she was in error, because the prime duty of the mother and the prime concern of the mother, of course, through her loving affection, glorious loving affection, her desire to nurture and culture. And everyone has a mother, and the debt we owe to our mother is unbounded. There is an example of that in the life of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asked his mother one thing: please do not partake. Do not hear the Mayavadi philosophy. That is the one thing that I will ask you. And when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, the mother requested that you stay in a place where I can get knowledge of your activities and well-being. Particularly, that is the wonder of a mother, that she always considers the child as her own self, practically. She is ready to give anything to stand in front of a lion to protect a child. So this is the reason why Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri, at least on one level, because the Navadvipa Vaishnavas, Bengali Vaishnavas, would go every year to see Jagannath in the festival. And then they would come back and forth. So that would be a good medium for hearing about her beloved son. So this is the glory of the mother. The unconditional love to nurture and cultivate the well-being of their son. So we should always remember that. For the Vaishnava, everyone is the superior. The Vaishnava, there's so much talk about casteism, but actually the real casteism is explained by Krishna in the Gita, the divine and demoniac. It's only real too. Those that are demoniac are rebellious towards the supremacy of the Lord. Those that are divine accept that supremacy and want to attain realization and service to that Supreme Lord. So, this is the quality that is so necessary in the material world. Without the mother, her loving care, the child cannot grow to adulthood. Just like sunlight is nourishment for the plants and trees, we should always remember the most important members of society are the children. They are the future. And so the sunlight for the children is the loving affection of the mother and father. Without the loving affection for the mother and father, the child will not emotionally develop properly. So, this is the duty of the mother, and this is the natural ability of the mother to give unquestioning love and well-being and care to the child. The child falls off the bicycle. The father says, "Tuck, Sri Sri Gauri Tai, Krishna Bharanam, Parashan, Sundar, Guru Parampara, Gomanda, Tulsi Maharani, Sarabra Maharaj, Gilgo Vidam, Kadeem Vishaka, give."
Father says all that. Father says all that.
The father, when the child falls off the bicycle, thank you for retaining my line of thought. The father says, "You're a fool, why do you cry so crazy?" But the mother says to the child, "Oh, my little hero, come here. Let me see what you've done. You're such a brave boy. Don't listen to your father. I know you drive your bicycle nicely." There's always automatic sympathy. The father, the masculine intelligence is more analytical with a view to protection, where the female intelligence towards the child is more nurturing and affectionate. And both are necessary for the well-being of the child. Now, this is Krishna's wonderful arrangement. Now, it is said here that women are less intelligent, but this must be viewed in terms of the purport. Because she was so concerned for her son in this glorious manner, she was not fully concentrated on the spiritual instructions. If you remember, about 18 months ago, we were discussing Prithu Maharaj and the instructions, and in the purports, and also expanded from the verses, Prabhupada explains that in a marriage, the duty of the husband is three things, primarily, categorically, is to protect, maintain, and guide the family, spiritually, particularly. The duty of the mother is to be faithful to the husband. That means the husband should be a noble and person within whom the wife can place her confidence. How can the woman be faithful and trusting towards the husband if he's a whatnot? Then the second duty, Prabhupada explained in the purport there, is that the mother should be what was the first one I said?
Faithful.
Faithful, yes. The second one is that she should what's this my mind, I'm sorry. Third one anyway is that she should accept the guidance and defer to the husband. Ah yes, faithful and obedient to the husband. So this is the guidelines given in the Shastra. It is not that the woman is unintelligent. We shouldn't misinterpret this verse. But the men are generally more analytical, more concerned with the external environment, and that is necessary in the material world for the protective function. Whereas the mother is concerned with the child's well-being. So if she is within the protection and maintenance given and guidance of the husband, then she is relieved of her anxiety and she can focus upon the children and bringing up. The mother and the father are the first guru of the children. And so, this is a very important point in the Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna was talking with Krishna in the first chapter, one of his main reasons for not fighting was that the women will not be protected. And then Vana Shankara will come. Then we elicit connection through lusty activities. Samskaras will not be performed. There will be bad population. So the women and the children, they are the center of society. And men should understand that we are servants and protectors of women and children. Second, after that, is the elderly. Last of all is the men. In the general sense we're talking. So, this talk about intelligence, what is actually intelligence? It is often misunderstood what is intelligence. But we should understand according to Krishna. Now, just before we discuss that point, I remember the verse 41 here. Listen to this translation. A materialistic person, thinking himself very advanced in intelligence, continually acts for economic development. So this is the pride of the materialist. Ah, Arthur, I want to get the Arthur. But again and again, as enunciated in the Vedas, he is frustrated by material activities, his karma fala, either in this life or in the next. Indeed, the results he obtains are inevitably the opposite of what he desires. So in this material world, we want to decrease misery and we want to increase happiness, sensual happiness. But here the verse is explaining this is inevitably the opposite result. Generally, therefore, the materialist, though he may be considered intelligent and so qualified, he is inevitably defeated. Mrityu sarva arashyaham kalosmiyaham. Death comes and kala is absolute. Everything is taken away. So you build a sandcastle and the tide of time just sweeps it into the sea, without concern for your feelings. And then you're off into a rebirth. But what is real intelligence? Didami buddhi yoham tam yena mahabhubhiyandite. Those who are constantly devoted to me, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. This is actual intelligence. And as we saw there also from Adhintidam in the purport, it is that blessing, actually there. Narada Muni said, I was blessed to remember these instructions because of the so there is no obstacle, male or female, to spiritual advancement because of some conception of material intelligence. were misdirected can be a great burden and a great source of trouble and anxiety. The real intelligence is received, from within the heart. And then one must try his level best to follow that inspiration of Krishna and the Guru. So that you can approach Krishna. And if your aim is spiritual realization, then you are the most intelligent person. Therefore, our ISKCON ladies, they're the most intelligent people. So are our ISKCON men, they're the most intelligent people on the planet, because they are directly sheltered under the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Rupa Goswami, and Srila Gaura Das Pandit. So let us understand everything nicely. Now another point on this intelligence controversy that is expanded and giving headache all over the world is that the quality of a person is not according to the intelligence. I remember reading, I think it was Jayadharma, Bhaktivinoda, I think maybe Krishna Sangeeta. Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes it very clear. He says the quality of the person is according to Shraddha, the level of faith. Faith gives realization, not the blind faith of man-made religion. When we say Shraddha, we have faith in that which we realize. So that is the real quality of a person. Shraddha, Bhaktivinoda, this is actually in Jagadama, I remember that. Through realization, condenses into what's called Vishramba. This is intimate faith. This is at the stage of Bhava Bhakti. When one is actually directly realizing Krishna, then one gains intimate communication and thereby faith with that Supreme Lord. So in this material world, because of this materialistic education that is flooding the world, everyone is rating according to intelligence. How good you are at mathematics, how many times you can pass the exam, and this and that. We should not be deflected in that way. We've been conditioned in that way. We have classrooms. Who is top of the class? Oh, he's the most intelligent, he's the best. That is not the way human society should be evaluated. Human society should be evaluated in accordance with the level of realization. And therefore we see the great devotees like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Rupa Goswami, Gaura Das Pandit, they are in such realization, such intimate realization, that intelligence is just a side issue. Their bhava is their guide. Krishna is within the heart, and they reciprocate directly under his guidance. So that is real intelligence. Real intelligence is not just memory. How to recite facts and figures and then die like an ass, a donkey, misusing your human life, like that verse said, just simply for economic development. That will give no happiness to you, no permanent thing. So everything should be understood nicely. Krishna has arranged everything in the material world for the well-being of the people. If you want to come here and enjoy sense enjoyment, then the Vedas say enjoy it that way. Dharma, Artha, Kama. And then moksha. But if you're not interested in that, practice the Vritti Marga. Then go as Prahlad Maharaj will enunciate to the Vaishnava the ultimate principle of real intelligence, and that is to spend your time in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasayanam, Ajanam, Bandhanam, Rasayanam, Sakyam, Armanigayam, the nine practices of Bhakti. That is real intelligence, to apply yourself, your endeavor in that direction. And then Krishna, Dhami Buddhi Yogam Dham. Buddhi Yoga, what does that mean? Buddhi Yoga is the synonym for Bhakti Yoga. Buddhi Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. What particularly it refers, Prabhupada writes, to the period of sadhana. Because in the period of sadhana, we have to use the intelligence to think, this is pleasing to the spiritual master, this is not pleasing to the spiritual master. We're forced with decisions in this life. So the intelligent person, man or woman, doesn't make any difference, chooses that which is pleasing to the Guru and the Supreme Lord. And he tries to restrain himself from those things that are disciplined and displeasing. So that intelligence is given by the Supreme Lord in the heart, in the period of sadhana. And then bhava can be attained. But one is attaining bhava, then one's mind, ashakti, is already fixed and attached to the Supreme Lord. And then virtually there is no difference between any being, because they're all in ecstatic love of God. In Golok Vrindavan, they're not having exams. Not concerned with these material conceptions that have become just a topic for more quarrel and hypocrisy in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, Iron Age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So we're not looking for a chance to set man against woman, worker against boss, country against country. This is the action of Kali. Because in this disturbed frame, then nobody can take to spiritual life properly. So be very careful about listening to the materially contaminated analysis of the cultural Marxists and the nonsense people that are agents of Kali and deliberately trying to sow discord within society, good and bad, God and the devil. There is no God, gentleman, monster. That is the opposite polarity of God. This duality is relativism, and it is the confusion that is being put forward, black and white. No, everything is Krishna, everything is resting upon Krishna, and the endeavor of human life is to see that connection with Krishna. Then the mind will find satisfaction. And Prabhupada says here, he quotes Krishna, anyone can go back to Godhead. And even there is that Bhagavatam Vasudhara, Kirata, Linda, Upasha. Right? It doesn't matter if you're from these, let's say, outside Varna system, these Yavanas, Alejas. If they take shelter, the Bhagavatam says, Krishna says, through Bhagavatam, if you take shelter of a pure devotee, it doesn't matter. We see with Shivananda Sen and his dog, you can go back to God. You don't consider there is an obstacle. All you have to do is take shelter of the instructions of the pure devotee. Then you are the most brilliant personality in the universe. Take shelter of that person and rely on his blessing. Just like Narada Muni says, by the grace of, just like Prahlad says, by the grace of Narada Muni, I was able to remember everything. Very important point. Krishna Shakti Vine Nani Tare Prahlad. We must have Krishna Shakti. To explain, there is hinted here also that the Supreme Lord enjoys pastimes in the bodies of his devotees. Through that communion with the Supreme Lord, then the devotee is in ecstatic bliss Upaluga Sampradaya. So today is the disappearance of Rupa Goswami quoted as Pandit. So of course it's impossible to give an estimation of the glories of Rupa Goswami. He is Rupa Manjari, he is the head Manjari of Lalita Shakti. And he is considered, because Lalita Shakti is the most intimate friend of Srimati Radharani, he is therefore in his form Rupa Manjari as the head Manjari. So, how to attain the mercy of Rupa Goswami? Rupa Raghunatha Pade, our Sampradaya, is to follow Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami is the Acharya, the acceptor. He expanded Vaidhi Bhakti, Sambandha Jnana Nikhidati. Rupa Goswami expanded Abhideya Jnana. And the Priyojan Tattva is expounded by Raghunatha Das Goswami. So, particularly in his books like Vilak Kushmandri. So, Rupa Goswami, he is the deputy agent. Now, there is a methodology, there is a systemology in attaining the shelter of Rupa Goswami. Let us explain. Let me explain this to you. Here is verse 15 of Ananga Manjari Sankirtan. That is Ramchandra Goswami. Verse 15. Sri Radha Krishna Shakti, Shastra Dvara Koyi Bhakti, Rama Shakti Ananga Manjari. So just like Krishna, his Swarup Shakti is Srimati Radharani. Who is the younger sister of Srimati Radharani? Ananda Manjari. So very interesting. Krishna is the younger brother of Balaram, but Balaram is married to the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. So Ananda Manjari is the Swarup Shakti of Baladev. Now when they appear, Balaram has two wives, Yamuna Devi. And Varun, yes. So the Shakti of Baladev appears, Ananda Manjari, as Janavi. Janavi is the Swarup Shakti, if you like, of Nityananda Prabhu. Now, the Goswamis, particularly Rupa Goswami, he explains that through Guru Shakti, through Guru Shakti, we attain Krishna. So, for the followers of Mahaprabhu, that means by taking shelter of Ananda Manjari. Ananda Manjari is that Guru Shakti. And then at the right stage of blessing and development, Ananda Manjari will recommend you to Swarup Shakti, Srimati Radharani. Janavi is acting in that capacity. And then Radharani will place the applicant devotee under the care of Rupa Manjari. And then Rupa Manjari, if that person's Swarup, that soul's Swarup, is in her dana, she will remain there. But then Rupa Goswami, he puts the other developed souls under the right, there are eight primary manjaris. Una manjari, Abhanga manjari, Manjari manjari, Prati manjari, Abhanga manjari. So it is Rupa Goswami's work, if you like, okay, you will serve under the Abhanga manjari, you will serve under Rasa manjari, you will serve under Una manjari, you will serve under Rati manjari. So this is very important. In the Samputika, he's explained there is no other way to attain Srimati Radharani but through this Guru Shakti, Janaki Mata, and who is Ananda Manjari. And through them, we attain Rupa Goswami's shelter in the service of Radharani. And it's explained in the Vedanta Sutra that though this servant, Jivaya Guru Boy, Nijera, Krishna Das, that the Swarup of the Jiva is Krishna Das, but voluntarily they serve ecstatically in these different Ganas. So these subjects are very esoteric and very subtle. We should spend time in contemplation. Rupa Goswami has written one verse, Nectar Devotion, Seva Sarika Rupena, Siddha Rupena Jatvahi. The devotional service must be performed with the Sarika group, but also with the Siddha group. That means with the developing bhava of attachment, we should be very careful. Niyamagraha, Rupa Goswami has written in the Nectar of Instruction, we have to follow all the rules and regulations, run off bhakti, run off for 16 rounds, follow a karaji, go to Mangalarti, but in a mechanical way. You must put your heart and soul in. Then your swarup will gradually manifest your individual relationship with Krishna. That will manifest nicely at the stage of Bhagavad. But you must be in the mood of calling out. This is the special quality of Rupa Goswami's teachings. Rupa Goswami, Sanat Goswami, they expanded the Asta, the Shikshastika, in all their literature. Rupa Goswami, he met, as you know, Gaurava Vaishnava, at Prayag, and Lord Chaitanya instructed him for 10 days. So Rupa Goswami has written one book here, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Govinda Bhutavani. It means calling out to the Lord. Now if you listen to this SKO tape by Srila Prabhupada, one of the first thing I heard of Prabhupada, right, SKO tape, Prabhupada says the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is, should be chanted just like the child for the mother. Interestingly, not for the child for the father. So, you men take your lower position. So, you call out through the Maha Mantra to Krishna. That is your internal mood. Yes, Seva Sarika. We're in the mood of, we're, at least myself, we have to follow the rules and regulations of Sarna Bhakti, Vaidhi and Rar. But within that framework, within that fenced off region, within our heart, we should be calling out. Now this is very important, and particularly Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur clarified this. You see, amongst the Vaishnavas, there are those that, even if it started as explained in the Chaitanya Bhagavad at the end, there is the Pragrita Sahajiva. They consider that just by imagination I have attained Krishna. Prabhupada writes in one report, these people they think, oh, last night Krishna was pulling my sari when I was dancing. They think to imagine their relationship with Krishna, this is the perfection, and this will bestow perfection. But actually, Nayanam Gladys Ruth Harayan, we chanted every morning, the particular teaching of Rupa Goswami is to call out for Krishna in the mood of separation, Vipralamba Seva Bhava. When the Vaishnava under the shelter of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, does not consider I have attained Krishna, but I haven't attained you, my Lord. If we think I'm a great musician, then we'll never practice. If we think I've attained Krishna, then we'll be lost in imagination. we should consider A, what's my verse? A Ron Payment Day, A members who know the Torah. Three gold were done on the Torah day, then, where are you, Nanda Maharaj? Where are you, Krishna? Are you on the Govardhan? Are you on the bank of the Yamuna? And Srinivasacharya explains, this was the root of the Goswami. Now they were Manjaris, Swarup Shakti, expansion of Radharani. And they are explaining, guiding us, that Bhava is attained through the mood of separation, not through some imaginary mood of attainment. So by elucidating this point, this dichotomy, then Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, there were even murder attempts. Because the Kasapa Goswamis and the Sahajiyas were finding their business not doing very well. Because their business was that, you want Diksha Patra, you want Siddha Pranali? Yes. I will bless you that you can attain this world. But all you have to do is become my humble servant lifelong and give lots of cash. So this is not the right mentality. The Vaishnava is not concerned. But the Vaishnava, the mood, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Nayana Manjari, he explained this very carefully. So we should not be, we're living in Vrindavan, we give respect to everyone because they're all devotees, but we follow the directions and the mood of Mahaprabhu was manifested through Rupa Goswami. So I would advise everyone to read a little bit of this book of Rupa Goswami every day. It is calling out to Krishna in the most wonderful way. I'll read you the last couple of verses. Now that we have become your devotees, your holy names have created a jubilant festival in our mouths. Your bodily splendor, like a dark green cloud, has now become the black ornament of our eyes. And the music of your flute has become the ornament of our ears. We no longer take pleasure in material desires, O Almighty Lord. Material desires no longer appear beautiful to us. May he who reads this Govinda Virupavali, vibrating it within his throat, become a perfect, faultless and staunch devotee of Lord. So this is a blessing, that if you daily chant this, you will become a faultless, perfect, and staunch devotee of Lord Krishna. This is the blessing of Rupa Goswami. So if you learn this sadhana as explained, expanded from Mahaprabhu through Rupa Goswami, this Vipra Lapa Seva Bhav, I haven't attained Krishna. I have so long, so far to go. If we maintain that mood, then we are on the right path. But if we consider, Avarangi, I become elevated, now I know everything. Krishna is in my heart dancing. I'm watching his leader. No, that is the mistake that has corrupted Vaishnava. We do not consider, just like Lord Brahma, the head of our Sampradaya, he's explaining, may I just become the dust, the grass, so that the gopis can walk upon me. This is the humility and separation that is taught by the Goswamis. So now it's taken, we have to finish on time. We have to finish on time.
Glory to God.
Yes, so there's so much, I think you all know so much about Rupa Goswami. So who is Gauridas Pandit? That is very interesting. Just to give some synopsis, Gauridas Pandit is the grandson of Vamsivardhana Thakur. Vamsivardhana Thakur in Krishna Leela is Krishna's Vamsi. Yeah, very interesting. Krishna flute incarnates as Vamsidas Thakur. So So his children had children. So when he was passing from this world, Vrindavan, Bhakti Varna Thakur, he explained to his daughter, he said, I will take birth again as your child because I want to preach Krishna consciousness. And that is Bodhidas Pandit. He is the grandson of Bhakti Varna, but he is also Bhakti Varna Thakur. But particularly to preach Krishna consciousness. And it's very interesting to consider this because the flute song of Krishna in the spiritual world is manifest in the material world as the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Bodhidas Pandit is that harbor of mercy contained within the Hare Krishna mantra. And it is calling everyone back to Krishna. Just in the same way, when we had Krishna Leela, 5,000 years, it's eternal Leela, of course, the flute song of Krishna in the evening of the Kartik month called all the gopis. They heard the flute song of Krishna and they threw aside all societal goods and bads and they just ran to serve Krishna. They didn't go to enjoy Krishna. They thought, oh, Krishna wants our company. Let us go, he wants us. They went with that mood of service. So similarly, this Hare Krishna mantra, it is calling everyone. It is calling everyone back to the spiritual world. We should see the relationship. So when we say the Hare Krishna mantra, and when we distribute the Hare Krishna mantra, then Bodhidas Pandit is very happy. Because his bhava is contained also within that Maha Mantra. Actually, Maha Mantra also is an expansion of Nityananda Prabhu because it is non-discriminatory. It gives mercy to everyone. Anyone who reads the Hare Krishna Mantra and chants the Maha Mantra without restriction gets the benefit. So our society, Hare Krishna society, is to practice the Maha Mantra in this calling out mood. And also to distribute the sound of this Maha Mantra to call everyone. Don't spend your time in this foolish material world. You're only going to experience birth, death, old age and disease. Don't waste your human life. Take your spiritual life through the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Actually, yesterday I was looking up lots of things. The glories of these devotees is unlimited. And studying their life and understanding their relationship in Krishna Leela and Chaitanya Leela is wonderful. So my advice is, and that's what Prabhupada said, read my books. Read my books, become absorbed. Because Seva Sarika Rupena, the Rupa Goswami has explained, that we want to, yes, we want to follow all the rules and regulations and cleanliness and regulation and everything very nicely. But if Siddha Rupena, you have to become absorbed in the personalities of the transcendental world. And then once you get the taste for that higher association that's available through the literatures and through the mercy of Guru, Janavi, Guru Shakti, Sri Prabhupada, all the great acharyas, then your bhava will awaken. And then when your bhava awakens, then you get direct realization of Krishna. So understand the process. I'm trying to summarize it. So it is very simple actually, but it's also so sublime and so fine. So every day, find some time to study the Shastra. Even if it's just 1 hour a day, find the books, read the Bhagavatam, read the Chaitanya, read the Lecture of Devotion, reread then, move on, Lalita Madhava, Vidakta Madhava, all these wonderful literatures. We are so fortunate, you cannot calculate. Just think, the time of Mahaprabhu, you want to Srimad Bhagavatam, you would have to go to one devotee and copy it. But now we have so many books on the computer, on the thumb drive, we have more Vaishnava literature than we can read in one lifetime. It is better to be born now than at the time of Mahaprabhu. Because if you saw Mahaprabhu, then you might think, oh, who is it? But now you can read these literatures, and then one day when you meet Mahaprabhu, you will, now I understand properly. That is Guru Shakti, that is Janaki, that is Nandamandari. Taking you, the younger sister, taking you to Radharani, and then Radharani is putting you under the care of Rupa Goswami. You will hear Gauri Rasamanda, you will hear the flute in the spiritual world, you will live eternally. And this is not just an empty promise, this is the greatest literature, the greatest philosophy, the greatest personalities in the history of mankind. But study the books, describe it and understand, become absorbed in these thoughts. Don't read the newspapers and all this nonsense. Yes, of course, keep in touch with the external world. But become absorbed in these great personalities. Yesterday, when I was giving class, I was studying and it was very ecstatic. Wonderful. And you will see the goal every day becoming clear for your dinner. That is the mercy of Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, Gauridas Pandi, Bhamsi Vagna Thakur, Krishna's blue son, Saru Sangha, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vrindavan Dham,